Episode 795, What to Eat While Traveling.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I'm so excited that you are here. Oh my goodness, it's Wellness Wednesday, and we are chatting about what to eat while traveling. I am on the road right now. We've been up north, and now we are in the mountains. And it is absolutely gorgeous. So I wanted to share with you a little bit about what I do while I travel, because it's hard to eat healthy, to be healthy when you're on the road, and you always want to, you know, indulge a little bit. So we're going to chat about that. But first off, for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I am delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. And for some of you, you may be impacted today. You may be staying home because schools are canceled, there's too much snow, you're in the 19, 22 inches worth of snow. Oh my goodness, I pray that you are safe. Know that I am thinking about you. I must say that that's not an area we are in. I'm very grateful for that, that that's not the trip area that we wanted to go. I happen to love that area. But you know what? I really don't want to be snowed in right now, not when I'm traveling. It's tough when you're with family and you don't have your own home. At least, hopefully, you're just hunkered down, safe and warm and cozy. You know, grab that book and grab that warm cup of whatever you love and just enjoy that time together. Sometimes I think we are blessed with nature's catastrophes to bring us together. And it's a different way of looking at it. But sometimes we need those interruptions in our life to just stop. And when we're traveling, I think too that we think, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to travel because I get to taste all this stuff and I get to do things that I've never done before and eat it. And we just want to indulge and we just want to partake in everything. But one of the biggest challenges we have when traveling is what to eat while we travel. What do we eat? You know, you want to stay on track, you want to eat healthy, yet you also want to indulge too. And there's a way to have both worlds. So I wanted to share with you my KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, pack a picnic. You have to fuel and pack a picnic. And what I mean by fuel is fill up, elevate life. You got to keep that in the back of your mind, just like you put gas in your car to get somewhere. We are not flying everywhere. We are actually driving to all of these different places. We're kind of staying in a location for like a day and a half, and then we move to the next. It's really great. We're just kind of doing this huge circle. It's fun, and it's just a road trip. We love road trips. But in that road trip, it takes gas to run our car, and we have to think about the fuel that we're putting in it. My vehicle does not allow diesel. If I was to fill it up with diesel, it'd be like, eventually it would crash, right? The motor would never turn on again. I would totally ruin and strip the insides, and my car would be stuck on the side of the road. Okay, sick as a dog, right? It wouldn't happen. Well, that's what happens with our body when we put in the wrong fuel. It doesn't function properly. Our mind, our brain gets all foggy. Sometimes we're not even on point. Then it moves into our mood. I hate to say it, moms, dads. But you know, when you're driving and all of a sudden it seems like the kids are really loud when actually it's just you kind of being moody. I know, I've been there. I've done it. I've yelled at the kids. I'm like, Mom, we didn't do anything. And as I reflect back, I'm like, yeah, you're right. You didn't. I was just kind of on edge. Why? Because I was taking in the wrong foods. And it is fun. When you travel, it's like, oh, I want to do this. Or, oh, I don't ever treat myself to a candy bar. So I'm going to reach for that candy bar instead of reaching for something that's good. You need to fuel and pack a picnic. You've got to plan and prep. So what does that look like for you? I want to break it down for you in some simple steps that if you can remember to do this. Number one, you're going to have more energy. Number two, you will actually enjoy your vacation and you will have less arguments. Yeah, can you believe it that when we travel, we end up getting into more disagreements? Because what? We're eating crappy food. We are not fueling our body as God intended us to do. So, and then on top of that, as long as you get that energy level up, you're going to be able to hike and walk and go to all the different sites that you want to interact with people with what? A smile. And that way, always you are impacting. And most importantly, you're impacting your family. They see the joy in your heart, and you're creating lifetime memories. And for that is priceless, absolutely priceless. So let's look at what to eat while traveling. Number one, the number one of all number ones, and I cannot stress this enough, shout it from every rooftop, you know, open up my window and yell to the mountains and say, drink lots of water. You must stay hydrated. And water does not include anything that is made with water. It doesn't count your coffee. It doesn't count that run to your favorite coffee shop. It doesn't count the alcohol. It doesn't count the tea. It doesn't account for the milk. No, no, no. It's straight up drink your water. You've got to stay hydrated. Because if you don't, what happens? Well, your body says, I'm not getting what I need, so therefore I'm not releasing it. And what's one of the biggest complaints that we get while traveling? You feel bloated, don't you? Literally, I mean, like for me, if I eat and not drink properly, oh my goodness gracious, I'm like 2.5, 3 months pregnant. Okay, granted, I've had 5 children, so I can look pregnant really fast. But it's essential that you got to get your water in. And I am guilty even on this trip. One day I missed and I only drank like 1 water bottle. I'm talking like 33 ounces of water. Seriously, when I'm used to drinking a gallon of water, that's bad for this body. It is so bad. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to guzzle by the time the end of the day comes. And then what? Then you don't sleep well. And you got to sleep in order to enjoy your day. So stay hydrated, drink water throughout the day, have a water bottle, keep track of it, and also make sure the kiddos are doing the same thing. Those children, those precious little ones of yours, they've got to drink, doesn't matter the age. And they may not want to because they think it's great, right? Oh, dad's going to let me get a soda. Mom's going to allow me to, you know, grab this extra candy bar. They're living on the sugar part, but they're not getting their cells hydrated. We have got to stay hydrated. So drink, 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 drink. Lots of water, lots of water. I cannot stress that enough. I mean, seriously, I could talk all these 10, 12, 15, 20 minutes on just water. So please hydrate up. If your kids don't like it, find some alternative that is mainly water, but maybe has a little bit of sweetness in it. You can buy some of those things, but again, be careful, know your ingredients, and read the labels. Number two, after you are remaining hydrated, one thing you want to stay clear of are your trigger foods. I have so many trigger foods, it's ridiculous. But honestly, I mean, come on, I'm real and raw here. I love it because when I say I'm going on vacation, I'm going to indulge. I love to indulge. It just, oh, it's just great. But it's only great for those 30 seconds that it's in my mouth. Because in 15 minutes following what I indulged in, my body's going, raw, 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 why did you do this? And it's beginning to yell at me. The coyotes are coming out. They're beginning to scream. And by the end of the night, first thing in the morning, my stomach, I kid you not, I'm like 4 months pregnant. I am so bloated. I am hurting. I'm gassy. So you've got to be very, very, very careful of your specific trigger foods. You know what they are. Because those trigger foods, what? They drain your energy. They deflate your mood. You don't want to snap at your kiddos just because they asked you to pass a Kleenex to them. But come on, we've done that before, haven't we? I know I have. And we don't mean to, but we're like focused on one thing and it's just this interruption, a distraction. And we're like, be quiet already. You know, change, you know, or they may even ask, well, can we watch a different movie? And you're like, I just changed it 3 times already. So be careful. Stay clear of your trigger foods. And some of these trigger foods for you are those feel-good foods for the first 5 seconds. But in the next 15 to 20 minutes afterwards, they're the feel-bad foods. They just drain you. And they wipe you of everything. And you begin to crash. Okay, your energy level just drops. And we're talking about what? Simple carbs. High glycemic foods like sodas. Oh, yeah, soda pops do it to you. Fruit juices. Watch out for the fruit juices. Sugary snacks, those candy bars. Even then, they may be tasty and you haven't had them for 3 or 4 months. And you're like, oh, I can't wait to drive because I can have this and this and this and this. And all of that is nothing but bad. It's going bad. Be careful of those refined grain products. You know, the ones that you buy in the cracker cookie aisle that are easy to pop in our mouths. And it's great because it's perfect snack size, even for the kids. I know I've done it, but what happens to your body? Oh, yeah, they feel good at the time, but you crash, feel bad later. Also, be careful with your sweeteners and non-fat desserts, because what happens on those is it's hard for your body to metabolize the stuff that's in there. We got a lot of stuff in our food. And remember, it's a chemical reaction in our body. Okay, our eyes see strawberry cheesecake, fresh strawberry with the drippings and that little dollop of homemade whipped cream on top, and this nice, beautiful cheesecake with either the graham cracker crust or the chocolate crust, whichever you so desire. And it just, oh my gosh, it's scrumptious. But if it's the fat-free one, not so scrumptious, because your body's like, ooh, this is a weird chemical. They replaced it with something I'm not used to. And so it goes into shock mode. And it takes longer, more energy to metabolize, meaning harder to digest. And some of the stuff, depending upon, which we'll talk about here in the next couple sections, is, you know, you got to be able to feed your body so you stay regular. You got to stay regular. I know TMI, we're going to talk about it here in a minute, but it's important. So those non-fat desserts and sweeteners can be kind of a danger zone. So be careful. Also, run away from the deep fried stuff, okay? You don't want to have, especially when you're actually on the road driving. Now, maybe when you've settled into your one place, maybe you can enjoy that a little bit more, but be careful when you're driving. So instead of having your French fries or your onion rings, which I so love all of them, or your tater tots or whatever your deep fried stuff is that you love, grab a side salad instead. Pull over to the side for a minute, down that side salad. It'll be good for your body, and then you can eat your hamburger or whatever on the road as you continue on. Also, beware of excess alcohol. I didn't say you can't have alcohol. Just be careful with how much you drink, because that also, too, is a trigger, and it can mess up how your body is responding accordingly. Woo, that's a lot, I know. So number one is what? Come on, you know it. Drink lots of water. H2O is your friend. You love the water. Number two, stay clear of trigger foods, okay? You don't want to drain your energy. You want to elevate it. Remember, it's all about fuel. Fill up, elevate life. If it's not fueling up and elevating your life, then you don't need it. You just don't, because come on, this is a vacation. You're wanting lifelong memories, okay? And this is even great for when you're going on a conference. I've gone to many conferences, many trainings. Even when I go and I speak, I am very careful to stay away from my trigger foods and making sure I am hydrated. Lots and lots of water. Number three, pack a picnic. This is my fun one. I love this one. Pack a picnic. Okay, so if you are in control of, and meaning that you are driving, you're not flying, okay? Flying is a little more challenging. I'll address that in a minute. But if you are driving, pack your own snacks, okay? They have ways that you can do coolers, and it doesn't have to be real big. I know I had five babies, and so when we would travel, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm taking as much food as I am luggage. The main thing I wanted to do was take enough food that allowed us when we were traveling to give them healthy alternatives when we were on the road. I would have them snack periodically throughout the day and not just eat one huge meal and then snack. It's better for your body to do little bits at a time than all of it at one time, because your body kind of goes into overload, right? It's a chemical reaction. It's like, whoa, what's all this stuff you're throwing at me? You know, you can't build a house overnight in 1 hour. You can't do it, right? It takes little parts at a time. Same thing with your body, your digestive system. You don't want to sit there and overload it, because it's going to start spitting things out at you, and you don't want that. You're going to be feeling like a pile of dirt or something else, and then your vacation's ruined, and you don't want that. Also, total sidebar here, and it's free, is that when you are eating your trigger foods and you're not staying hydrated, what happens to your immune system? Yeah, it begins to break down. And you're also being exposed to different people in different areas that you aren't normally. So that means what? Your immune system may be kicked in. And if it's not working right, you're going to end up coming back with the sniffles, a sore throat, runny eyes, kind of like a cold. And I kind of consider it your vacation cold. And you probably have been able to relate to that over, you know, the past couple vacations. Maybe you had one and you're like, gosh, yeah, maybe. What did I eat that time? If you go back and reflect, usually you can bring it back to maybe I didn't take care of myself as much as I should have. So not only is eating healthy while you're traveling important because it keeps your body from not feeling bloated, where, like, you know, you bring on the pants that really fit you and then you put them on, you're like, man, they're so tight. They weren't like this before. Just because you are bloated, you aren't staying hydrated. And so therefore you're retaining fluids. All of this to say, eat healthy while traveling. You can do it. So pack your own snacks, pack a picnic, the good for you snacks, like raw fruits and vegetables. Carrots are great. Now, broccoli is a great one. However, it also can be somewhat gaseous to us. So if you feel gassy when you eat broccoli normally, I would not put that in as a snack food for you on your trip. However, if you are, if it really doesn't bother you, but all of a sudden you're like, I'm eating really good, but something's not right. If you were eating broccoli, maybe that's the question mark there. Because sometimes it can be bad when you're traveling just because of how our body reacts. So understand that some foods that you normally eat, maybe your body, when it's put under extra stress, sometimes that can change things. So just be aware of that. So on those snack foods, those good for you snacks, raw fruits and vegetables. And you also want to make sure you have, you know, keep your fiber intake increased. Because why? You got to stay regulated. Okay, we're going to talk about that here in just a minute, but it is very important. Also, on part of your snacks that are good for you, protein. Make sure you have protein. Why? Because it's going to help you stay fuller longer. You're going to feel good. It's going to give you energy. It's going to add to the muscle. It's not going to take away. It's also not going to help you crash so fast. You can actually be able to sustain that energy, and that's what you want, your blood sugar level. So protein, like nuts, jerky. Now, if you do jerky and you are not making it yourself, which is fine, there's some good jerky on the market, make sure you read the label, because sometimes certain jerkies can be, number one, high in sugars, okay? And there's turkey jerky, there's beef jerky, there's lots of jerkies out there. So find one that you like. Make sure you read the labels on those. And then boiled eggs. Okay, if you go into your convenience store, like when you're driving and you want to, what, go for that candy bar, don't go for the candy bar that's $1.99. Go for those two boiled eggs that are $1.99. They're the same price. You're like, yeah, but that's expensive. I could buy a whole dozen. Yes, but you're traveling, understand? And you want to stay what? Healthy. Those eggs are, oh my gosh, they are packed with amazing nutrients. You get good healthy fats, good healthy protein. Your egg is a solid go-to, just like your water. If you're like, what are my go-tos? Nuts, eggs, and water. I'm serious. Those are my three go-tos. And then anything else is extra. If I can throw in some veggies and like an apple where I actually eat the skin, sometimes I will grab my grapes because I can freeze my grapes if I want to when I start out. So they're nice and cold throughout, you know, the whole trip. Or if I get to my destination, sometimes I will just grab and buy like a handful of grapes. Some people like raisins. Again, be careful. Make sure the raisins, you know, are real and they aren't being substituted with other stuff in them, because they can. Prunes are good too. Just make sure, for some people, it comes to regulation. Watch how many you eat, because if you don't want to stop every other 30 minutes, you may not want to eat a ton of those. All right. With all of that, it leads us to number four. Yes, I know. If you're eating right now, I apologize, but we've got to talk about it. When you are traveling, okay, what you eat is going to affect your body's regulation when it comes to going to the bathroom and having a bowel movement. Yes, you got to think about salads. You got to think about fruit with skin on them. You got to think about having beans at least once a day. Why? Because if you do not stay regulated, you are going to be, yes, gaining weight. And it's not weight as in actual weight that you're putting on, but it's the bloatedness. It's the, I'm feeling just kind of lethargic. I'm drained. I'm tired and I don't know why. If you are not having one bowel movement a day, what you would consider a normal bowel movement for you during, you know, when you're just at home and everything's normal, et cetera, then you need to make sure and be aware of what you're taking in. You may need to increase your water or you may need to increase your fiber, okay? Now, can you eat too much fiber? For some people, yes, you can. So again, it's doing what's right for you. You have to fuel and pack a picnic that's right for you. Plan and prep. If you do supplementation while you're traveling, this is a good thing to have with you. If you know certain supplements that you take work well with your body, then be sure to pack those. It's important. Why? Because you want to feel your best when you travel. And these are really the four mainstays, okay? Because if you can stay regulated, you can pack your own snacks, if you can stay clear of those trigger foods, and you can drink lots of water, your vacation is going to be up to 150%. Why? Because you'll be enjoying it. You'll be able to remember it. You won't be cranky and crabby. No crabby apples on this trip, okay? It's really important. You want to make lifelong lasting good memories, not ones that you're like, oh yeah, I can remember when mom yelled at me this, you know, three or four times and I just don't know what got into her. You don't want that, do you? No, you don't. And you too want to enjoy it. And it can be stressful while traveling. When we drive sometimes, oh yes. Do we yell at the kids? Oh yes, we do. You know, do we have moments where we're like, oh my gosh, we just have got to get out of the car? Yes. Thank goodness my system says, you got to go to the bathroom again. You're drinking too much water, which the kids can always rely upon. They're like, mom, don't you have to go yet? And so it gives us all a break. It's something that we laugh about now, but it's important in real life. Now, before I leave you, I want to give you one other point here. When you're traveling via the air and you're flying, it's hard to pack some of this stuff. Now, you can take some foods with you. So if you know you're going to have a 6-hour, 7-hour trip, pack maybe a couple eggs that you can that are kept cold, some fresh fruits, and an apple, okay? Tuna is good. However, listen carefully. However, tuna on a plane is sometimes difficult to be able to withstand, meaning for the other passengers. It may not bother you, but it may bother them. So out of courtesy, eat the tuna when you're sitting and you're in between layovers. That would be my recommendation. It's just a courtesy to everyone involved. Now, with all of that, when you get to, or before you get to your hotel, okay, when you're making the reservations for your hotel where you'll be staying, make note of where there's a local grocery store or a convenience store where you can go and grab what? Bottled water. Number one, you're not going to pay as high of a price when you are in your hotel. Number two, you can grab some fresh fruits, veggies, some nuts, and things like that, even some eggs, and have them. It's amazing what is around now, hotels. And if you're not sure, call the hotel and ask for the concierge and ask them specifically, is there a grocery store or convenience store that serves fresh foods? And ask them. You may even have a Whole Foods next to you, but there's other things. It just doesn't have to be a Whole Foods. So you know what? Travel smart is ultimately what it's doing. And it does take some planning and prepping on your part. But you can fuel and pack a picnic and you can enjoy your travel. So go out. Even if you're just running errands, you may want to pack a few of these things too. Stay hydrated. And most importantly, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.